I'd love for you to turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. The second half of our service today, we get to recognize those who are becoming members at Grace Bible Church. To be a member at Grace Bible Church, you have to be a believer in Jesus Christ. You have to have experienced new birth. And you have to have given testimony to that miraculous transformation in the waters of baptism. There are some today who are being baptized and becoming members on the same day. And then there's a list of others who will become members today. Now, all of these who are becoming members have been through the membership class. They've heard the doctrine and the teaching and the philosophy of this church. They are in agreement with those things. They want to be under what this church is about. And they've also met with one of the pastors of the church, one of the elders. They've given testimony to God's work in their life. They have expressed ways they are already serving in this church. Many of the people that will come forward today, no doubt you will recognize as participants in your small groups, servants in various ministries of the church already. They love this church. I want you to look at Ephesians chapter 4 for just a moment. One of the things we need to recognize is that church membership is not like a membership in a club. It's more like a part of a physical body being connected to the rest of that physical body. In fact, that is the primary metaphor for the church from the Apostle Paul in the New Testament. That metaphor shows up here in Ephesians chapter 4. He says in verse 3, "Be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body." What does he mean by that? He's referring to the church, this visible gathering, something like a physical body. You know that a physical body has many parts and they're all part of one physical organism. The church is to be like that. The church is to be like a physical body organism in that it has different parts. There are different shapes and different sizes. They have different functions and different abilities, and yet they all come together as one functioning organism. That organism is to be interdependent and interconnected. We actually need one another. No part of a physical body could say, "I don't need the rest of the body, dispense with them. I'm going to be an elbow all by myself." That is why this body metaphor is critical to our understanding of what the church is. The church is not a social club that is populated by people with similar interests. The church is not an entertainment venue where the operators of the venue dispense some product that consumers consume. The church is actually the gathering of regenerate people who see themselves as members of one another. Without one member, the whole body suffers. With a member of the body not operating properly, the growth of the body is stunted. That is the picture that Paul paints here. He describes one body, one spirit. Verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And look down at verse 7. "To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift." In verse 11, we discover that Jesus gave to the church some in the first generation as apostles and prophets. God gave to the church evangelists, and then God gives pastors and teachers. Why do leaders in the church exist? According to verse 12, "For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry." The saints are all those set-apart ones, the ones who belong to Jesus Christ. Who is it that does the ministry of the church? Is it the pastors of the church? No. The pastors exist to equip all of us believers to do the work of the ministry of the church. What is that ministry? It is found in verse 13. "Our attaining to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, until we reach a maturity." How is that maturity measured? "To the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ." That is, we individually and we collectively are all to be growing together until we look like Jesus. A work that is in process for all of us and for us as a group. As a result, verse 14, we're not to be children, tossed here and there by waves, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men or craftiness and deceitful scheming. In other words, we are here to have discernment. But, verse 15, speaking the truth in love, we together are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. And from Christ, verse 16, the whole body, being fitted and held together by every joint of the supply, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. What you need to understand from this metaphor for church membership is that being a part of a local church is the normal aspect of being a Christian. The Bible doesn't know of a follower of Jesus Christ unconnected to the local, physical, visible gathering of followers of Christ. There is a blueprint and a design not only for following Christ, but for gathering together that Jesus has made. And those who follow Christ want to follow His design. And that design for the individual believer means not a casual commitment, not a casual gathering with people, but an intentional gathering with God's people for the service of ministry. That is, speaking the truth to one another in love. All of the one another commands of the New Testament, serving one another, caring for one another, meeting each other's needs, praying for each other. It means being involved in each other's lives in a very intentional and in the process of a church membership, a very formalized way. It's a way to say, I belong to Jesus and I belong to Jesus' people. I belong with Him and I belong with them. Those who are coming forward for church membership today are doing so because they desire to commit themselves to Jesus' blueprint for how to do church and for how to follow Christ, to gather together to a local assembly of believers and follow Jesus' instructions. You understand that the church is what Jesus promised to build, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And the church becomes the vehicle by which Jesus takes His own saving message to the ends of the earth. A watching world gets to look in and see, that's a different kind of people. They're weird. They're set apart. They do things differently. That is by God's design. So what we'll do now is I will read the list of names of people who are coming forward for membership. Then they will come forward. Then I'll invite everyone who is currently a member of Grace Bible Church to stand up. We're going to put the church covenant on the screens on the front and back, and we're going to read that together out loud. It's a reminder of what it means to formally commit ourselves to one another in a body. And so I will ask the member candidates to come forward. Gavin Butcher, Debbie Cottrell, Josie Cottrell, come on up when I read your name. Jill Drent, Chris Drent, Noor. I have Gonzalez here, but Noor, what your last name is? Say it one more time. Malokia, thank you. Wanted to get that right. Greta Hull, Kyle Hull, Noah Kelso, Miriam Kershaw, Brigida McHenry, Isaiah Martin, Joshua Pena, Andy Ransom, Abigail Romo, Fernie Romo, Stephen Slayton, Deborah Trouter, Gary Trouter, Naomi Walsh, Jinsha Wong. All right, let's put the church covenant up on the screen, and let me invite all of you who are members at Grace Bible Church to stand together, and we're going to keep them company as they read the church covenant. You're going to read it with them. We'll do this together. Here we go. Humbly trusting that God has graciously brought us to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and having been baptized upon our profession of faith in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we do now, in dependence upon God's gracious help, solemnly enter into covenant with one another. We will pray for and be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the church, being a peacemaker with all in the church. We will walk together in brotherly love, exercising an affectionate care and watchfulness over each other, faithfully encouraging, admonishing, and entreating one another as occasion may require, seeking with tenderness and sympathy to bear each other's burdens and sorrows, being slow to take offense and quick to forgive and reconcile with one another. We will strive for the advancement of this church for Christ's sake by not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, by remaining faithful to God's word concerning our biblical doctrines, church discipline, the Lord's table, and believers' baptism, by exercising the spiritual gifts given to us as members of the body of Christ, by giving cheerfully and sacrificially to support the gospel ministry of the church as it extends both into this community and the nations. We will seek to live boldly as witnesses for Jesus Christ where God has placed us, living a transformed life and proclaiming the gospel, that the mission of Jesus Christ might advance in this world. We will persevere in raising our children under God's watchful care, that they might, by His grace, repent and believe in the gospel of His Son, Jesus Christ. We will, if we move from this church, as soon as possible, unite with another local church where we can obediently live under God's word in fellowship and where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant in the body of Christ.